We're talking now with Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Marketing Economist at Oklahoma State University. Kim, wild day on our grain markets on Wednesday, and maybe we've got more of those kind of days ahead of us as there's a lot of uncertainty about the condition of this corn crop with all the rains, the delays of getting the corn crop in the ground. It's behind. They've cut the actual yields potentially by USDA and that and their reports earlier this week. Corn seems to be the leader right now. And wheat's more of a follower on this market. Is that kind of how you see it?
Yeah, I think that's mostly right. Corn's driving wheat. If you look at what it takes to get to corn into Oklahoma and Texas from Nebraska or Illinois or Indiana, some of those areas there, it takes about 70, with the diesel prices going up maybe 75 cents. You get corn up around the $6 level, or $7 level. You've got $7.75 corn. Wheat has about the same feeding value as corn from an energy basis, and so the wheat market, the flour millers and exporters have got to keep this hard red winter wheat in the food market, and therefore they've got to outbid corn for it.
Kim, as we think about what that means to our producer, the guys that are looking at those local elevator bids, of course, they can only really even do any merchandising right now during the open outcry session. It seems like that's when most of these guys are willing to actually buy wheat at this point. We're going to be in the high $7 range, low $8 range, it looks like, today. Does what's going on in the corn market, does that change our strategy at all?
I don't think it should change the producer's strategy. I believe that, they should sell on this rally. You never know what's going to happen on weather. If it continues to go bad for corn, and corn prices are going to go up, I think we could see corn prices up in the $10 range. We'd seen wheat prices double last year, but we didn't see corn prices set a new record high until late March. And that was in the 570 range, I believe. I'd have to look at that. But, we doubled corn. We had beans up, significantly new higher records. But we didn't have new records in corn. And now I think corn stocks are getting tight, and we could see those big moves in corn like we saw in beans and wheat last year. And, of course, that's going to support our wheat prices.
Does appear that as long as we are able to get this wheat crop out of the ground successfully, that even with maybe some dockage for maybe somewhat lower test weights, this type of thing, that we're still going to have a lot of dollars coming into the Oklahoma economy this year. You and I had talked earlier about that this could be a $1 billion year.
Yeah, I think we could see that $1 billion year, and I think producers, we've had short crops 2 years in a row, some places 3 years in a row. The agriculture sector was hurting. The elevators, the producers, the whole ag sector needs this income this year, and it looks like that we're going to have the opportunity to take advantage of good yields, good production, and relatively high prices. I think that what we've got to be careful with, and I'm sure producers are, is that we've got relatively high input costs for the 08 or 09 crop that we're going to put in the ground in the next few months. That's going to tone it down a little bit. I believe we've got to look at financial management, because the market's going to pay us a return to raise wheat, and the ones that do above average job are going to continue to make money, but it's still going to be a touch-and-go situation in future years. And so the big thing for the ag sector to do is manage this grand slam that we're going to hit this year.
Clearly, for folks maybe that aren't directly involved with raising wheat, we hear about the high input costs mean that farmers are having a hard time. We are going to make money here in 2008, but all those input costs are going to catch up with us as we try to plant the 09 crop, right?
Right, and the numbers that we come up with, the high input cost increases your break-even cost, if you include land, up around anywhere from $5.25 a bushel to maybe above $6, depending on the situation. The market looks like, especially with tight corn stocks, that we will have high enough prices to make more profit again in 09. And a mistake that producers made this year was they didn't put down enough nitrogen. Nitrogen prices were going up as they needed to top dress. They needed more nitrogen down to support those yields. These large yields have sucked a lot of soil fertility out that's going to need to be replaced for 09. They're going to tend to balk at putting down N, P, and K, nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. But it looks like the market's going to pay for those inputs plus a little profit for 09 with these tight corn stocks. And so I think it won't be as big a profit as they're looking at this year, but I think it's still going to pay them to raise some good wheat in 09.